He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Do not have access to command codes.
Perhaps not yet, but give me another moment here, and,
Power University top level clearance. Permission granted.
Success! Now, computer, dismantle security camera in room J1.
Camera dismantled.
Now then, scrub back to earlier recorded footage of me here in the computer room. And run that through the surveillance cameras.
Projecting now.
Very good. That's too easy. Now, I can go about my business uninterrupted.
Continuing with UXB ship schematics.
No, not that business. I've already mastered the ship's manuals. What I'd like to delve into is a much more fascinating subject. Mr. Barrington.
Mr. Cyril Alexander Barrington. Would you like to review personal hobbies, personal philosophies, medical records, headmaster diary?
Headmaster diary? That sounds intriguing. Pull it up.
Scanning headmaster diary.
This might be my only chance to learn the man's deepest, darkest secrets.
Recent entry. Visit to New York City with Sabine Montgomery.
Dr. Sabine? Computer. Proceed with transmission.
I hear someone approaching, Mr. Barrington.
I do too, Micah.
Yes, that's Mazda machine approaching now.
Whoa! That's a massive piece of machinery.
It certainly is.
And his body shifts into that.
He has nanosheen DNA. He can contort into all sorts of machines.
Sweet.
Hey, Mr. B.
Hello, Master Machine. This is my head of engineering, Micah Gregory.
Nice to meet you.
What's up?
That's some nice looking tech.
Thanks. I call this one supersonic turbo cheeks.
Turbo cheeks?
Let me shift back.
Ah, there we go. Welcome back to Power University, Mr. Gray. I wish it were under better circumstances.
Sorry to hear about Terra, Mr. B. Let's get that ship repaired.
Micah will walk you over.
Cool.
So, how'd you come up with turbo cheeks?
You don't want to know.
The tunnel system under Power U. So here's the good news.
There's good news?
We can return to normal height.
We can?
Yeah. These cavern walls are about 10 feet tall, and they run everywhere.
How do you know?
This isn't my first rodeo, hon.
You've been down in the tunnels before.
Sweetie, I astral project around campus all the time.
So cool.
Hold on. I'm making us big again. Nectis magnetidina, spectra la vida! And back to normal size. Torches coming up. Illuminus ignis ta! And let there be light.
Okay. Now what?
I'm not sure which direction to... Oh!
Press!
The dark energy from before. I can feel it. Even stronger.
So we must be getting close.
It's coming from... Oh! That direction. Follow me.
It's so gross down here.
It's getting stronger.
What?
Shh. I hear something.
Look. Light.
Yes. It's coming down through that vent above us.
That's a room up there.
Shh.
Control of your physical apparatus, Mrs. Biddlesback.
No. No. It vents. Stop, you monster. Mr. Sinclair.
Leave Mrs. Biddlesback alone. Let us go.
No, please, stop, you monster!
Yes! At last! The transfer is complete. I am now in control.
Feel the Biddlesback's body!
God, Pris, what's going on?
I don't know. But that's the darkness. The darkest evil I've ever felt.
Take a left turn down this corridor, Terra. My sensors indicate it's empty.
Got it, bracelet.
Now into the room ahead. Good job, Terra. My sensors detect a mainframe computer system in this room. I might be able to tap in and download information, like the location of an available star cruiser to make a getaway.
Great minds think alike, Bracelet.
Oh, yeah. I see the problem. I got this.
Mr. B says you built the UXB.
Sure did. Well, my family's firm constructed it, but I designed it.
That's so cool. How long you been able to do that?
Fix stuff? Pretty much my whole life.
No, I mean, warp your body into hunks of metal.
Oh, that? Been doing that ever since I can remember. Me and my big bro, we got the gift. How about you? I know faculty members and staff sometimes have powers. You got a gift?
No, not me. I'm just a fanboy. For me, working at Power U's like working at Disneyland, you know? I'm just glad to be here.
Gotcha. Oh, well, I think she's all good to go.
Oh, yeah? That's awesome.
Listen to those engines purr. Baby.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. So any idea who's gonna pilot this thing?
As in, fly the ship?
That's what it usually means, right?
You'll have to ask Mr. B about that. I have no idea. None. Not a clue.
Kinda sounds like you know exactly who's piloting the ship.
Man, you're so good at reading me, bro. How do you do that?
Just a gif, I guess.
On top of all your other powers. Man, some guys get all the luck.
Right. So what's all the secrecy about, man? You make it sound so ominous and stuff.
Man, because it is. When Mr. B first asked me to reach out to the guy for a meeting, here on campus, I was all, dude, seriously? But now he's actually here, on campus.
Really?
Yup. And he tried to kill me.
Kill you?
Kill me.
Say what?
But luckily, Miss Berrycloth got the antidote to the docs just in time.
Antidote?
For the poison.
Oh, the poison.
But you heard none of this from me.
Right. Alrighty then.
Well, I better get back to loading the ship up with waters and snacks for the space voyage. Sure was nice to meet you, Master Machine.
Same.
Want me to give your regards to Mr. B?
Nah, I'll catch him on the way out. Thanks, Micah.
Anytime. Man, I gotta say, that guy sure has swag.
Loading recent journal entries for Cyril Alexander Barrington.
Yes, just get on with it. These Power University computers are just not up to snuff.
Journal entry. Thursday, 7:15 p.m. I've returned to Power University after meeting with Sabine in New York. Now inputting the recording of our conversation made while we were together.
What is it? What's happened?
One of my students at the university was abducted. Tara Callahan.
Tara?
An alien species attacked the campus.
God, Cyril. When?
Only hours ago. Which is a horrible thing, of course, but you and I both know what it signifies.
Yes. We've shifted to the Valkyrian timeline.
The Valkyrian timeline?
The minute she was gone, I knew.
My God, Cyril. After everything we've done to keep the Valkyrians from infiltrating our universe, and they still found a way.
Computer, stop transmission. So, we are in a new timeline. Well, Barrington. Seems you have your own little secrets to keep. Computer, scan for additional information on Valkyrian timeline records.
Scanning.
I hardly think it's fair that only you and Dr. Sabine should know the future. After all, information is power.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Oh, Miss Fansby, glad I caught you. Any word on Mr. Sinclair's whereabouts?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Barrington.
No one on this campus has seen him. At this point, I'm quite concerned. And what about Mrs. Bittlespack? Were you able to visit her residence?
Not yet. I wanted to see you off first. Is the starship ready?
It is. Ah, Mr. Gray. That's wonderful news. Mr. Gray, Miss Fansby.
Nice to meet you, Miss Fansby.
Pleasure.
Yeah, you're all set, Mr. B. Micah's getting things set up.
Wonderful. I'm headed that way to check it out now.
Oh, by the way, Micah seems pretty weirded out by whoever's going to be piloting the UXB.
Ah, yes. Well, there's a perfectly good explanation.
You don't need to explain anything to me, Mr. B. You're the boss.
Thank you, Mr. Gray. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming to the island on such short notice.
Hey, it's the least I could do. Now just go find Tara and bring her home.
Wonderful young man.
Indeed.
Now, Miss Fansby, before I let you go, I wanted to say something. While I'm gone and in Mr. Sinclair's absence, it falls on you to run Power University.
I understand, Mr. Barrington. And you know that I will oversee it with great care until your return.
Well, I suppose if there's a silver lining to be found in all this, it just might be an emerging civility between us.
Yes, though I cannot guarantee it will be permanent.
Right.
Godspeed, Mr. Barrington. As much as Tara Callahan has given me cause for grief in the past, I do hope you're able to bring her back.
Thank you, Miss Fansby. Oh, don't mind the sonic boom, Miss Fansby. That's just Master Machine taking off. Wait a minute. Master Machine. That's the answer.
Mr. Barrington?
Excuse me, Miss Fansby. I have to make a call.
Hello, this is Sabine.
Sabine, it's Cyril.
Cyril?
How are things coming along with finding a way into Vortex?
I wish I could say I was successful, but... I've run into a few dead ends, and time is running out.
That's why I'm calling.
I may have the answer. His name is Master Machine.
Damian Gray?
Gray Jack. Of course. Can you put me in touch with him?
As a matter of fact, I can.
Cyril.
This might just be the Trojan horse we needed.
I hope so, Sabine.
Meanwhile, I shall focus my efforts on the mission to save Tara and bring her home.
That should help us slow down the Valkyrian timeline from playing out any further. I just pray that wherever Tara is, she's all right.
There she is.
Tara, they found you. It's now or never.
Commander, set your weapon to stun and fire!
Summoning the power up!
Increasing laser power and firing again!
The power of brute force is not enough to sustain their blast, Terran. You must summon Almighty Man.
She's weakening. Fire again!
No!
Terran!
Keep firing, Commander! Again! Again!
You... might...
She's depowered.
Quickly, before she can summon another power. Get her back to Quadrant 1 into the liquid chamber.
No.
There we go.
Well done, Commander. The girl is a tricky one. Requires an extra dose of Rakwa to keep her immobile.
No. Please.
Relax, girl. Let your human flesh absorb the chemicals.
There we go. That's it.
Stop.
When this is all over, you will forget your old life. You will be reprogrammed. Just like Sabaticus in his chamber there. With your abilities, you will be a powerful puppet for the Empress. And once she has taken back Nimbok, we will use your powers.
You?
Yes. To conquer the galaxy.
And why stop there? We will also order you to destroy Earth.
I will relish watching you obliterate your friends.
No, I won't hurt my friends. You can't make me.
Wrong, girl. You will do whatever we want. After you serve the Empress, you will serve us forever.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the Doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 show of shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?